Jonathan Piper from the NAM Museum. It is, well, tell us what NAM stands for, Jonathan.
So NAM is the National Association of Music Merchants. It's an industry trade group representing musical instrument manufacturers and very recently, companies that manufacture and retail pro lighting and sound. Beyond manufacturers, it's retailers, it's marketers, it's advertisers. It also, represents the people who use and play these musical instruments and make music and put on productions. It's a group that really represents the all-encompassing ecosystem around music and pro-lighting and sound instruments.
That's interesting. So NAM's Museum of Making Music is located in Carlsbad, right?
That's correct. We are actually in the bottom floor of the NAM headquarters here in Carlsbad.
Wow. So tell us about the museum. What are we going to see if we come in?
You're going to see a lot of instruments and stories representing the story of NAM, really. All the way from the founding of NAM, NAM's predecessor around 1890, all the way up through, modern instruments and technology of today. And along the way, what's kind of unique about us is because we are the representing the trade group that represents the ecosystem,
right.
We've got a lot of stories from the retailers, from the marketers, from the users. It's beyond musical instruments. It's everything around the instruments as well.
So stories kind of music. I mean, are we going to see stories of how musical instruments were in, innovation in music instruments and that kind of thing?
Yeah, lots of innovations. We love to feature, firsts. So we've got, really early electric guitars. We've got really unique pianos. We've got, an electrified piano. We've got a Steinway GI piano that was shipped overseas to troops during World War II.
Wow.
Early synthesizers. I mean, it's kind of all over. But then we've also got instruments that maybe weren't necessarily the first, but instruments that really came to define a market.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've got, like I said, the story of how retailers coped with the Great Depression, because it wasn't it wasn't all that rosy during the Great Depression,
yeah.
So people had to come up with a lot of new ways to sell musical instruments.
You know, we've heard of Telecasters and Stratocasters, but what is a Fender Nocaster?
So the Nocaster, it's a really fascinating chapter in the early development of the Fender company. Fender was producing an instrument called the Broadcaster. There had already been a drum kit made by Gretsch called the Broadcaster. Fender had to change the name, but before they had come up with the name, they just snipped off the part of the label on the head stock that said Broadcaster, stuck the Fender label on, and then before they came up with Telecaster, you had a bunch of guitars that were just called Fender, and then over time, those have come to be known as the Nocaster because of the lack of a name.
And you have a 1976 Elvis guitar pick that he used?
Yeah, it was a guitar pick used by Elvis on close to the end of his farewell tour.
I mean, there's got to be a lot of really fascinating stuff. I'm interested in the 1902 Martin guitar you've got there. Martin guitars are legendary for just, great sound, easily playable. Tell us about the 1902 Martin guitar.
Oh, it's a beautiful instrument. It's a 0042, fairly small body style. This was, way before the Dreadnought, the really big guitar, became popular.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a smaller parlor guitar. The 42 at the time was the top end body style, so some inlay, really beautiful rosewood and spruce before the 45 style came on, where it's pearl inlay on both sides. So in 1902, this was the top of the line Martin guitar, really beautiful in really fantastic condition, loaned to us from Martin Guitar's own collections.
We're on the line with Jonathan Piper. He's the manager of museum collections and exhibitions for NAM and NAM's Museum of Making Music. Speaking of which, do you make music? What do you play?
I do. I'm a tuba player, so not an instrument that necessarily factors into the history that we tell. We've got one tuba and a couple of sousaphones here at the museum. I'm working on expanding into another gallery of just tubas. Bit of a pet project for me. Might take a while.
So we're talking about NAM's Museum of Making Music, which is located in Carlsbad. Is there a website people can go and check out your location and make sure they know how to get there?
Absolutely. You can check us out at museumofmakingmusic.org. You can also find us on Facebook, Museum of Making Music. Really easy to get to. And if you happen to be coming down here for a trip to Legoland or the Flower Fields, we are really close to both those locations.
Just kind of a bottom line for school groups or families that might want to come and be. And by the way, can they play instruments when they get there? If you bring kids, that kind of thing. Yes.
You know, we've got a number of instruments that that are there for display purposes, but every gallery in the museum has an instrument that you can get hands on with. And then the very last stop in the museum is an interactive gallery that, you know, has a Stratocaster, a bass, a drum kit, a piano, and then some cool synthesizers and stuff that you can just go hog wild on.
Oh, great. Jonathan, thank you for spending this time with us. And, you know, you're making me want to come down and check it out and bring all the kids. So you've done a great job.
Anytime you want to come, let us know.